I'd like to welcome now Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So very briefly, this battle that's being fought for 10 years, in which we've talked about over and over again on this segment, the death penalty has actually passed both the House and the Senate is on Governor Richardson's desk, the repeal of the death penalty.
Yes, and the governor is holding office hours this afternoon, I think starting at 2, where people can come up and talk to him for no more than 5 minutes about their position, whether they're for or against the repeal. So people who are interested should call into the governor's office and express their desire, and if they want to, go see him.
And the number, if you want to call, whether you're for or against this repeal bill, is 505-476-2200. So there's another issue that's really been heating up lately, and that is the issue of, again, we've talked about this, it's called TIDS. TIDS is tax, I can never get the words right, tax, what is it?
Tax increment, what is it? Tax
development, anyway.
Development.
It's basically money that would, if this bill passes, and there has been quite a bit of support for it, it would basically be kind of, maybe the way I'm saying this is biased, but a tax giveaway to real estate development corporations.
Yeah, the way it works is it's a way to get development. It's something that we haven't done too much of in New Mexico, but the taxes that would be charged on the development instead go to pay off the infrastructure. So the entity that's building the development gets these tax cuts, and it pays for all the roads, all the plumbing, all the electricity to bring all of that in, and the taxpayers don't get it. And, of course, the idea is that whatever money tax revenue is then generated from the businesses that go there or the jobs that are provided there will make up that difference. But this is the big one that they've been talking about for 2 years that would be on the west side of Albuquerque, the SunCal development, and it's actually been flying right through the Senate, and it's in the House, but now people are getting a little worried.
And there was a big article about it in the Albuquerque Journal last week, and I guess there was an editorial about it as well. What are people's worries?
Well, I mean, the Albuquerque Journal is not known for its liberalism. It's a fairly conservative paper, and their editorial on Sunday was, wow, wait a minute, maybe we better look at this, because the company that's proposing this in New Mexico has filed bankruptcy on 20 developments in the West, Oakland, Santa Clarita in California, Hollywood, California, Sacramento River Delta, TID. So it's like, wow, I mean, maybe we're rushing headlong into something that we really should be careful about.
So basically they get tax money that is earmarked for them, and then they spend it, and if they go broke or bankrupt or whatever, you know, that's just tough luck.
Yeah, and a lot of the places that have gone bankrupt, then the buildings that they started or the projects, the infrastructure that they started to build now is just sitting there. And there's no economic development happening when the entity that's doing it declares bankruptcy. And, of course, they've poured a lot of money into New Mexico. They've got the two TIDs that are working have over 11 lobbyists up at the legislature, and they've been very generous in their campaign contributions. So it looked like this was going to sail through, but now people are starting to get worried. So we'll see. It's on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Tax Increment Development Districts, that's what TIDS stands for, and I noticed in this article they've actually put money into campaigns of people who were running unopposed. So
yep.
All of this is something that you can call your legislators about if you're interested. Linda Siegel, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.